Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. Brought to you by the W. Grayson Consulting Group. Get the new people management development book, Manage People Better, at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. We can all manage people better. For more information, contact W. Grayson Consulting Group at 818-384-5076. It's an excellent gift for yourself or the people manager in your life. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning and happy new year, Roxanne.
Happy new year, Regina, and thank you for tuning in to High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne in
2025. Wow. Well, you know what, Roxanne? We had a wonderful show last week that really kind of talked about helping us to get focused and set some goals and do all of that,
and
right?
Get ready for the new year resolution. So hopefully you are making that list and checking it twice.
And right.
Hopefully it's a good start for you so far.
And I think one of the things that Dr. Kanisha talked about was reflection, right? Mm-hmm. To kind of reflect. And so I want to just take a moment to reflect on the fact that we are actually celebrating our 1 year anniversary.
We are. We started High Desert Dialogue. Well, in the past, we've had High Desert Dialogue before, but we brought it back and expanded it a little bit more with your great help, Regina, and my partner in crime.
Yes.
And we are celebrating our first year anniversary. Our show first aired last year, right around this time, probably around January 13th. But we could not do this without our listeners, with our partners,
absolutely,
and all of our guests that were involved with us last year. Lots of repeat guests. I met some new friends as well, Regina.
And
And it's just, we talked about so many different things. And what's really awesome about High Desert Dialogue and this year is that we want to expand on that as well. So we'll tell you more about that too. But another big thank you to all of our guests and partners involved with High Desert Dialogue and our radio stations too, and the listeners and your great comments. So again, thank you so much.
For our listeners. But I wanted to just take a moment, Roxanne, and kind of reflect. Because, you know, we've been so busy, you know, you producing the show and us just trying to make sure that we were trying to capture the essence and the positive feel of the High Desert in every show that we did. And so we had a wide variety of guests last year, right?
Yes.
And I started to count how many guests we had, and I got tired.
Oh, so you did. Okay.
I got tired, so I don't know exactly.
But every one of them was important.
Everyone, and was wonderful in their own right. And so I'm just wondering, you know, who did you have a favorite? Was there a favorite show, a favorite subject, something that just kind of stuck with you?
That's so hard. There's, like, so many, like you said, but we had a lot of repeat guests. What I liked most about Victor Valley College, especially,
yes,
there's so many different programs. And if you don't know, Victor Valley College, our local community college, I'm an alumni as well.
Yes.
But we had so many different programs that I didn't know existed. And what I heard is that a lot of people, by listening to the show, went to go and check out the college and maybe started some classes and things like that. One of them
Which
said they
great.
Did a dance class. And that was one of my another highlight of the program too. The art shows. I know Vanessa Gomez, right?
Yes,
was a great
our up and
inspiration.
Star.
Yes, a big inspiration and star. Just so many others too. I really liked the Bright Line project. That is a big thing coming up to the High Desert, and Art Bishop was very kind to give us updates and just information on what we can expect from that. So that was awesome too. Just that great information from the cities of Victorville, Hesperia, their mayors, their pro tems,
exactly,
gave us information about economic development, what's in store for the High Desert, what's in store for the community, because in the end we're all a big community together. So but just all these new businesses opening up, so that just gave me got me excited to be like, hey, we're getting a new Five Below store, we're getting the Daiso that just opened up in Victor or in Apple Valley. So I don't have one favorite, but just all of them coming together and just giving us
that information and just makes us more proud to be living in the high desert, I would say. Because, like you said, there's just so many.
And just kind of inspiring that good things are happening, right? Like, good things are really happening, and opportunities are opening up and presenting themselves more. And for me, I just really enjoyed bringing the opportunity for a lot of our nonprofits that don't necessarily get that platform to talk to, you know, as wider listenership as we have, you know, to share their mission, their purpose, their goals, what they're doing, how they really serve in such vital ways, right? So that was all, that was very exciting to me, and I loved all of those interviews. I think for me, one of the interviews that just kind of stuck with me was we had Gil Hernandez on, who was an artist, and we really talked to him about celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. And he was 83 years old, I believe.
Looks very good.
Yeah, and just his spirit and, you know, he was just inspiring to me, you know, that you can do it and live a full life. And, you know, you're 83. He is not done yet. You know,
no, he's got lots to do.
He's got lots to do, and the legacy that he was building through his art. And so that was a favorite for me. But there were a lot. I learned a lot over, you know, the last year, and especially with regard to the college, you know, because of all the various things that they offer.
There's so many different things and so many new programs that are now in place, after I'm not attending anymore, but I would have loved to take advantage of so many different programs. And it's very awesome that we have these programs right here locally in the high desert for students to, you know, get involved, you know, start their college education by doing it locally.
Right.
You know, you're saving money right here. It's a great stepping stone before you go to university. And who knows, you know, Victor Valley College may expand even further. So that's great news
right.
as well. And it's a great opportunity for the high desert to continue to grow.
Yeah. I loved Desert Valley.
All the health.
The heart health.
All the health and the health information.
I loved that interview and all the information that they gave, because those were great tips.
Those are very important. And then also, too, we had the, our local sheriff talking about fentanyl and the dangers of fentanyl. That's such a big topic, still continues to be.
Absolutely.
And how it has affected the high desert.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, we had Sheriff Dykus shared with us about that, but also our public health officer for the County of San Bernardino, Dr. Sakira, came and really went in depth and really kind of made, you know, the point that we all should have some knowledge, if not have, the Narcan because of the epidemic, and we're going to run across at some point in time, unfortunately or fortunately for the person who may be experiencing that, but we may run across that situation, and we need to be prepared and knowledgeable. You know, so a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you were telling me, too, that we've heard from people out of state that listen online, and a lot of local friends and family who listen every week. So, again, just that support. We could not do this without you, and hopefully you are telling your friends and family members to keep on listening. And we do want to invite you, if you know of something, and I always like to say this on my shows too, you know, we live here in the high desert. There are so many different new nonprofits that have existed for quite a long time that continue to help people in the high desert.
Yes.
Let us know about it too. We're looking for different fundraisers, things that are open to the public as we start this new year, maybe new health fairs and things like that. Let us know. We would love to expand on that, bring that information to the public too, and just talk about this, the so many different services that we have here in the high desert. So we invite you, if you hear of something, you know, if you're part of a nonprofit that has not talked to us, let us know, because we want to hear from you.
Yeah, and I think that's so important. You know, in talking to people over the past year, I've heard a lot of, I was so glad that, you know, you had whomever on because I didn't know that existed, or I needed to connect with them or connect someone to them. And so resources, right?
I love sources.
Yeah, especially it's really important.
Especially for people maybe just moving here to the high desert.
Exactly.
That's great to know as well.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, just really want to be thank our listeners for being our listeners and for supporting us and getting us through the first year so that this year we can look at expanding. I know we've been talking about ideas that we have of how to expand our format, how to include more conversation.
Yeah, and what we like to say is expanding on that conversation and diving deeper into it. So we want to still continue to talk about our nonprofits, different resources here in the High Desert, talking about new businesses and things like that. But we also want to dive deeper into that conversation. And maybe a great idea that Regina and I were talking about is that we want to maybe invite the youth. Let's
yes.
hear from the youth of the High Desert. You're in school, maybe getting ready to graduate, jumping into high school. Let's hear what you guys have to say.
And I think
maybe some of
people,
the things that are going on, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, with all of the innovation and technology and, you know, advocacy work that a lot of our young people are engaged in here in the High Desert, you know, sometimes we don't really put the spotlight on them or feature them as much as we should. And sometimes it's just simply because we don't know.
Uh-huh.
But we definitely want, and it's one of our goals for this year, to be more inclusive of our younger voices and the actions and that they're taking positively in our community, right? Because a lot of times we hear about all the negative stuff, right? But we want to celebrate and put a spotlight on our young folks who are doing wonderful things out in our community
yeah.
and using their voices and their platforms in very positive ways. I know last year I had the opportunity to meet a young lady who actually had developed or created a nonprofit organization that really provided services and resources to veterans.
Great.
Right? And she was on her way to college.
Awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
And I know that she's still been maintaining that, so maybe we'll get her on to talk about that.
I would love to hear from our young athletes.
Yes.
In school, our star athletes who have, you know, progressed and continue to advance, too, in their sports. And, you know, they have aspirations to continue into the pros and things like that. I would love to hear from you as well.
Yeah, so here's the deal.
Mm.
All those moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas who are listening to us, right, reach out, contact us, and share your kid's name. This is an opportunity to put your kid in the spotlight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we would love to hear from our local schools as well. So that's something that we would like to talk about this round. These next editions of High Desert Dialogue in 2025. So we would love to expand on that. Just, you know, the people, groups, organizations, again, that you know of who are doing incredible things for the High Desert,
yeah.
the work, expanding. Just let us know about it because, again, we want to keep it local. That's our focus right here in the High Desert. We want to expand, maybe talk to some of our communities up in, you know, Big Bear, Crestline, and the mountains. Let's hear from you as well. So, because we're all part of the High
Roxanne.
Desert here in Southern, you know, SoCal. So,
and I think we also talked about, and we'd be very interested in hearing feedback from our audience, but we talked about exploring, you know, a variety of topics. Some of those, I think, Roxanne, you got a thing about food. And so
yeah,
having a chef
mean,
and somebody to talk to us about nutrition.
That's always, you know, it kind of ties into New Year resolution. We all want to eat healthier. We want to see what's trending, what new foods are around. And
right.
we've got some great, you know, local chefs and dietitians here. We want to help everybody, you know, stay focused, stay healthy, you know, eat right. And we want to talk about that, too. So let's
right.
try and do
and
that
I know
this
that
year.
Also, mental health
mm-hmm.
Is huge, right?
Yes.
And we want to really take more of a deeper dive this year into exploring how we can be more informed, what resources are available, and especially around those issues of anxiety or depression. I was reading an article the other day that talked about isolation
mm-hmm.
and how that plays into our mental health and well-being. And so we will have some therapists on to help talk to us and kind of inform us, educate us, possibly give us some ideas and resources of how to remain whole, healthy mentally,
yeah.
right? And then that also ties into aging, mm-hmm. right? Because yeah. no matter what, we all are doing it. Just at different speeds, right? But aging well and embracing that in a most positive way. So we kind of want to expand on some of those issues and subjects and get some of the content experts in here to talk to us about those things. And so, again, I'm appealing to our audience that if you know somebody, if there is a particular subject that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm. Or want to know more about.
Want to know more about, please send that information our way. Even relationships, Roxanne, I think you had an idea about relationships.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to, you know, find out more. What keeps a healthy relationship going? You know, if there are tips and ideas to maybe make that relationship stronger. So, again, that kind of ties into expanding the conversation, delving into different subjects that maybe are a little hard to talk about or that we haven't really focused on. Again, keeping it local, but we want to talk about some of the things that are trending right here in the high desert or just around the world, you know, what people are reading in the news and things like that. So we kind of want to highlight a little bit more difference. But right. again, not taking away from our local greatness here in the high desert, but just expanding on that conversation.
Absolutely. And I think at the end of the day, Roxanne, part of the reason why we've been doing this and my motivation was to be considered a trusted source, mm-hmm. right, of bringing forth this information, being consistent in that area, that, you know, it's not necessarily opinion, but bringing fact,
yes,
right, and bringing information so people can make their own decisions, right,
yeah.
but bringing the information forward, and with that also providing resources that they can go and delve a bit more into it if it's something that they're interested in. I'm really looking forward to some of the upcoming guests that we have that will be coming on the show. I know in April, our Sheriff Shannon Dykus, will be with us again mm-hmm. To kind of provide an update, community update specific to the high desert. But if our listeners have questions, if you've got questions or there's something that you've always wanted to ask, please send that information in. We'd be happy to ask the sheriff that question.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And try to get the information. We've also got some other folks coming up, right?
Yeah.
That would be more recent in the next few coming weeks.
Uh-huh. So we're getting very busy here.
Yes. I know Dr. Tayari Kawanda will be with us to talk about the upcoming...
And he has a great health
right.
fair.
It's the second
resource.
Annual health fair that will be held at VVC.
It's coming up in just a few weeks, so if you're interested in starting off the new year right, this will be a great conversation to hear, but he's got some great information about that. So we're looking forward to that, and that's happening at the college.
That's right. Mm. And then we've got a young lady named Bethany Hudson, who is with the Mojave Watershed Group,
okay.
will be here to talk to us about conservation in our area.
Awesome.
And a lot of the work that they're doing with the schools,
okay.
which should be interesting, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then Dr. Priya is somebody that we met, and she's just phenomenal, right? She's a doula as well as a medical physician, and she's going to be talking to us about especially for women who are in their childbearing years,
uh-huh.
right? She's going to be talking about to us about being healthy in that way and things we can do to support. And so looking forward to that interview coming up.
Yeah.
And those are coming up in the next couple of weeks or so.
Yes, exactly right. And again, we just want to highlight if you know of any different organizations, nonprofits, especially community resources, aiming to help people in the high desert as we start off this new year or continuing that service. And there are so many different organizations, Regina, that we spoke to. Hey, you know, let us know if you want to talk about something new that's coming up. We've
exactly.
got, you know, our high desert population keeps growing. Many people are coming in. We want to expand and let people know about those resources. And we want to make it fun. We don't want to make it depressing
exactly.
or anything like that. This is a fun conversation we're having. And again, Regina, like you highlighted, if you we're we're aiming to provide those facts. And if we want to find out something more, we want to be able to give that information to our listeners. Here's a phone number. Here's a website. Here's a direct contact to find out more. So we want to continue to do that for the public.
Yeah, and so I think, Roxanne, you know, today we just wanted to take an opportunity to celebrate.
Congratulations,
yes,
Regina.
Yes, congratulations, Roxanne. Together, collaboratively, and with the support of El Dorado Broadcasters, we've been able to, sustain, and they gave us an opportunity to make sure we were bringing local news and information, to our community, and I am grateful for that. But I think more than anything for me, I just really want to say to those who are listening, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to bring this level of information to our community, because it's important, it's necessary.
Yes.
You know, and we have done some really, we've seen some really good work as a result of that, because when people say to you, you know, hey, I was listening to your show and you talked about this organization and I either volunteered or I joined
or I
was looking for a place to, you know, maybe donate a few dollars, right? And was able to do that, and I feel really good about that. That's a really proud moment for me. And you guys have given that to me as listeners of this show. You've given me that. And so it makes me feel that there's value in what we are doing. And it's something that I absolutely love. I'm having such a great time. I enjoy, just absolutely love working with you, Roxanne, as a partner. And I'm looking forward to all that we're going to accomplish and those that we're going to be able to put a spotlight on this year. And hoping that, you know, the audience just continues to be faithful listeners and tell somebody about it, you know, help us to grow that base. But just really wanted to say thank you. I want to thank you, Roxanne, for your faith and trust in me and being, like I said, just a really good partner and making this fun. I look forward to doing this every week. And then really a huge thank you to all of you who are listening. It wouldn't be happening if it were not for you. So we want to say thank you and encourage you to continue to stick with us.
Yes.
We promise to, you know, up our game.
Yeah, we hope it's entertaining for you. But
and bring you really good, positive, solid, accurate information. And things that are really practical and that you will find functional in your everyday lives, if possible. Yeah.
I want to double what Regina said, my partner in crime, my friend. I've known you for a long time, and just this has been just lots of fun to do this. And again, we want to hope that this is the same to you, our listeners, as well. But I know you're probably thinking, well, hey, I just tuned in. How can I listen to you every week? Well, you can hear us Saturday and Sunday. Saturdays at 9 a.m., Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960, the High Desert's talk station right here. And what's really awesome is that if you missed any of our past shows, you can listen to them on our website. We try to update them as much as we can that next week when it airs. And you can go to talk960.com. There is a link on the top of the page called Podcasts. Mm-hmm. You can click on that and you can see all of those shows from this past year.
Yes.
And we will continue to update that as well. But like Regina mentioned, we could not do this without our listening audience, El Dorado Broadcasters, our radio stations. We're all involved in this. And just tell your friends about us too. And again, if there's something that you want to hear about, something you missed, let us know so that we can give you that information. Like I said, if you know of any events, activities, resources that are open to the public, especially that, very important, let us know. We can post it on our Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't, you know, don't have time to come in, are a little, you know, camera shy, radio shy, send us that flyer. We can certainly, you know, mention that event on the show.
Yeah, and we want to do that.
We want to do that, especially,
We want to do that, again, keeping it local and putting that spotlight. Before we end, Roxanne, I also would be remiss if I didn't thank Jonathan Brewster.
Yes.
Who is our general manager here, and also Colleen Quinn.
Our the very mighty own Quinn, Colleen. You can hear her on Y102.
Just so supportive and encouraging through this whole, you know, project over the past year. And I think it's important that we, you know, acknowledge people for what they give and bring to us, you know, that they don't have to. There was nothing that said they had to do that. So they took a chance on an idea that we had. And I think it's starting to pay off pretty well.
And I hope you're having fun, too. And again, a big thank you to our past sponsor, Providence St. Mary Medical Group.
Yes.
And our new sponsor as well.
Yes.
So if you're interested in sponsoring us, please let us know as well.
Yes, there are those opportunities.
Yes. So don't forget about that. We want to highlight your business as well, doing a great service. But send us an email. Send us that feedback request. If you just want to say hello, if you want to be a part of what we're doing, send us an email. You can email us at Roxanne Scafidi, R-O-X-A-N-N-E-S-C-A-F-I-D-I at edbroadcasters.com. You know where we're located, also on Hesperia Road. Or you can give us a call at 760-241-1313. Check us out at edbroadcasters.com. Again, High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Saturdays at 9 a.m., Sundays at 8 a.m. here on Talk 960.
Yes, so happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And happy new year.
Happy new year. Thank you again to our listeners. We will talk to you next weekend. Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by the W. Grayson Consulting Group. Get the new People Management Development book, Manage People Better, at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. We can all manage people better. For more information, contact W. Grayson Consulting Group at 818-384-5076. It's an excellent gift for yourself or the people manager in your life. We'll talk to you next weekend.